are you concerned about protecting that brand new pretty sled that you just got? Here's the solution. Use SledSyn24 for a 15% off discount code on some Backwoods bumpers, the industry leader in performance protection.
Well, SledSyn listeners, welcome back to the next episode. We're still at Heydays, so disregard some of the background noise. And as always, be sure to check out a ton of the links in the description. We've got a stacked lineup of companies helping push the podcast this season and a lot of discounts in there. So be sure to
check it out.
Yeah, be sure to take a look. So cool. Obviously, Kobe's back with us again. And then special guest, Bobby Mini. Bobby Mini.
Yep.
Welcome onto the show, dude.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks
glad
for
to have you.
Shooting us a DM and
yeah.
teeing it up and scheduling a slot.
Yeah. No, it's cool. Airtime's always good, and talking about the industry is always good. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, I'm sure you have some stories. So, you're a professional cross-country
yep.
racer?
Cross-country, enduro, oval. I've done snow cross.
Okay.
Done some hill cross and hill climbs around here. Yeah, just a lot of snowmobiling.
Yeah.
Yep.
How did you get introduced to it?
It goes way back. Jeans Inc. was a moto ski distributor here in Minnesota back in the 60s. Okay. And my grandpa worked for Bill as a sales rep.
Okay.
And so then they had a factory team. And so my grandpa and my grandma and some uncles and whatnot, they raced for moto ski, and then my grandpa went to race for John Deere, and then my dad started racing in the 80s and 90s cross country and oval and stuff, and it kind of just transpired from there, and we had a lot of good connections just from being in the industry for that long, and my dad did pretty well, and then we didn't really start racing until I was probably 14, I think.
Okay.
But we went to one race, and then I did well the next year. My dad's like, well, I guess we better do the whole season. So we signed up, and then I won a junior 14 to 17 championship, won every race.
Oh, my gosh.
And then won the sport class that year, too. So two championships first year. And wow. then, kind of skipped sport class and went straight to semi-pro.
Okay.
And then hung out in semi-pro for maybe 2 years, but there was really no reason to stay in semi-pro, you know,
mm-hmm.
go make some money in the pro class. So
heck yeah.
That's kind of how that all transpired. So
gotcha. And you ride Skidoo?
Yeah, I've been riding Skidoo since 2018.
Okay.
I really like the sled. I was on Polaris for a long time.
Were you? Okay.
And I actually rode Cat for a little bit too.
Oh.
But the Skidoo's got, you know, they got a great sled. I do actually ride a Polaris at the Sioux 500.
Okay.
Skidoo hasn't really had a program there, and so that's kind of the Polaris is the preferred sled or the Ard Cat. But
at where?
The Sioux I-500. It's a 500 mile oval race, enduro race.
That's the one that you were. It's like 9 hours or something.
Yeah, 9 hours, 500 miles.
Yeah. So what are these oval races or?
So the enduro stuff is like a long distance oval race. So like the Sioux, for instance, it's a 1 mile oval, like a paperclip, like a NASCAR track.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the Sioux works just like NASCAR. So you qualify during the week, and then you start on the grid like 32 guys side by side with a pace sled. You got pit row. It's hard to explain without like putting it in context with video and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
sure.
It's crazy. Open mod sleds. So
okay.
Yep, open mod twin pipe 600s. Do about 114, 116 miles an hour.
And you're racing for how long?
Nine hours.
So how many, if there's no problems or whatever. You break something or whatever, but like how often are you pitting to stop? You got to get fuel.
Yeah. So, the fuel stops, they're kind of, dictated by cautions.
Okay.
So if someone crashes or someone blows a belt or whatever, then they'll throw a caution.
Okay.
You gotta go in.
Go in. Yep. It's all strategy. It's strategy based. That whole race is like strategy numbers.
How can you not make a pit stop with cautions?
Least amount of pit stops, because if you can stay out there, you might hit some spots back because other people are gonna have to come in.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that lap or that race really doesn't start till lap 350.
Oh, you know, sure.
Out of 500.
Yeah.
Because it's such a long day, and the sleds just get beat, you know?
Oh, I'm sure.
By the end of the day, the hole's coming out of turn four, 3-4 feet deep. It's like a snowcross track.
Oh, my
gosh. How is that on the motors? I mean, just...
It's tough on the motors. Yeah.
Wide understandable. Open, the hole all day long,
yeah,
all
9,000 RPM. I mean, yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, the Sioux's really, it's a cool event. I've done well there. I set the pole there in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And, I had some success there. And last year we had a little controversy at the end.
You were talking a little bit about that yesterday. Go into that in some more detail here.
I try to keep it, I guess, I don't know, professional.
Sure.
You know, we tied, but there was some decisions that were made. We ended up getting second. So the last time sheet that was given to us by MyLapse showed four zeros. So four decimal points, still zeros. They can't go past that. So
yeah,
they decided.
That's how close they were.
Yeah.
Within each other. Mm-hmm. Crossing the line.
After 500 miles.
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to take a quick second to introduce another one of this year's sponsors. We have RSI. So the handlebar setup on your sled is arguably probably one of the most important components on your whole setup. So definitely check out their site. They've got a ton of different products. And use SledZen24 at checkout for a discount.
Just banging, coming down the straight stretch.
That's crazy.
So, we ended up getting second. So it's been tough.
Yeah.
Tough to deal with that.
Sure.
And whatnot. But we'll go back and get them again this year. And
heck yeah.
There you go.
We got a good buggy. So, yeah.
So how many do you keep? A couple of extra sleds in case something happens? You jump on another one?
No,
nope,
you
does
can't
that...
do that.
Okay.
Yep. If you're out, you're out.
Okay. Got
one
it.
Sled.
Got it.
You can have up to four drivers, but we usually just do two.
You can switch drivers.
You can switch drivers. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I mean, 9 hours straight.
Yeah,
you probably just fall off. The
yeah, there's a whole. We'll have to do another show
about
on this.
Yeah, yeah,
say,
yeah.
Let me see that.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. A lot to dissect here.
There is. Yeah, the whole cross country enduro scene is wild because you know there's the Iron Dog in Alaska,
yep.
which I've done four times and
really?
That's a crazy race too. You know, there's a lot of successful fast guys up there that do that race. Two multi-time champs are actually here this weekend. Tyler Ackelstead and Nick Olstead, and then Mike Morgan, he's a two-time champ, he's down here this weekend.
That's sick.
But a lot of talented guys up there, but that race is insane.
Yeah,
six brutal. Days, 2600 miles.
Yep.
We had
Smasher on for a few episodes, and he was in the ambassador.
Yeah, the ambassador class. Yeah, yeah. He got quite the experience. some wet boots. And it's crazy. And then that race develops so differently once you get into that top portion of riding, like the top five guys are.
Sure.
They're literally riding at full cross country race pace that you would ride down here,
mm-hmm.
In a short course race. They're doing that, battling for 6 days.
Jeez,
so
that's intense.
It's crazy. Yeah.
What's like your favorite type of race to do? Because you do a few different things. So what do you get the most enjoyment out of?
I get enjoyment out of just riding snowmobiles. But
what's the most enjoyable that you enjoy the most, and then what's the most challenging?
The most challenging is also the most enjoyable one, and that would probably be a toss-up between the Sioux and the Iron Dog.
Okay.
The Iron Dog is way more preparation.
Yeah.
The Sioux is like, a lot of strategy-based stuff, how well you did in your fuel stops and
mm-hmm.
your pit stops during the day. The Sioux is super challenging because your whole team is – is also what's getting you to the finish line. So you mm-hmm. got nine guys changing skis, tightening tracks, changing brake pads.
Yeah.
And then you also got to keep the sled together and not put it on its lid and yeah. throw it into the bales or whatever, yeah. you know. So
yeah.
between the Sioux and the Iron Dog, I just enjoy the I don't know, it's like stressful being an Iron Dog sometimes. Like,
what is that?
Well, just the competitiveness, because yeah. You're trying to be competitive out in the middle of nowhere, right? Yeah. And there's all kinds of things that can happen. I've had horrible luck there. I haven't done well at all at Iron Dog, but yeah. I just also, when I sign up for an event like that, like, I don't really want to sign up for 10th or just to finish, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So,
any plans of going again?
Yeah, I'll do Iron Dog again. I'm really trying to check Kane's Quest off my list.
Okay, what's that?
That's another Iron Dog type race in Canada.
Okay.
Over in Newfoundland.
Okay.
So it's like, I don't know, 3,100 kilometers, 2,500 miles or something.
Yeah.
It's more navigation based.
Okay.
So like point A to point B, you can go over the mountain. You can take the river, you can go over here, where Iron Dog's more of like a set trail.
Sure. Yep.
So Iron Dog's way more racy, and Kane's Quest is more like navigation, adventure.
Yeah.
Find the best path.
Yeah, so, yeah.
That's interesting.
That's like the last long-distance race that I haven't done.
Yeah, okay.
So I want to check that off the list.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, that's...
How many long-distance races is there out there?
So you got the Sioux 500. And then you got the cross-country I-500, which used to go from, like, Winnipeg to St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Iron Dog. And then there's some other bigger cross-country races up in Alaska, like Mayor's Cup. That's a 200-mile race in one day in Valdez.
Okay.
Yeah. And that is one of the
That's
wildest.
Smoking.
Yeah, dude, 7-foot deep holes. It's like a snow cross race.
Ouch.
Yeah,
sounds like it hurt.
It's so awesome. I just enjoy the I guess the guys on the cross country scene are really multi-talented.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like a lot of us are even pretty good shredders in the mountains.
Yeah, do you get to go out west and do much
backcountry
stuff?
I actually want to put a race together from like Bozeman to West Yellowstone. They used to do that.
Yeah.
But cross-country scene kind of died out west a long time ago. But, yeah, as far as, like, the snowmobile industry as a whole, a lot of talented guys in the cross-country stuff, and we get overlooked because it's really hard to document it.
Yeah.
Like, snowcross, you can get 10,000 people to watch it right in front of their face.
But
cross-country is a little more difficult to document and follow.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Tyler with Sled Send. Wanted to take a second of your guys' time and ask for your guys' support for what we're doing with the brand of Sled Send. So if you guys are enjoying, you know, the podcast episodes with all the different guests, the tour videos and such, check out sledsend.com. We have a variety of different merch. Every order comes with air fresheners and stickers. And like I said, we appreciate your guys' support. We need it to continue to do this. And without further ado, let's get into the video.
Do you have... you look like you're...
There's a lot. It's a lot to dissect.
Yeah.
Especially if you're, you know, you guys are more into the in the mountain scene and stuff like that.
Yeah, we've always been into the mountain scene. And then that racing stuff, I don't know. It's just crazy. You guys are hauling.
Yeah, that's like a whole different breed.
It is.
Of sledders, I feel, for sure.
I don't know how you hold on. What do you do for your forearm pump?
Yeah. Dude, what's like your workout regimen for preparation for this kind of stuff?
So like... I was a lazy POS for a long time. I basically won all my races or did well based on talent.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm older, I look back and I kick myself because if I would have actually done a little better. I trained one year really hard with like Christian Craig and Chase Sexton and John Westlane and when they were training here in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And then that was a year before I moved to Alaska. And then... and then this summer, I actually finally went out and bought a dirt bike and been riding a lot of hair scramble stuff.
Okay,
nice. And then got one of my buddies, he's a motocross, supercross trainer, helping me with some dieting off the bike stuff.
Okay.
Good for you. So,
yeah, just a little bit
getting
different.
Getting healthy.
I'm getting older, so I got to do, you know, more.
You got to treat that body mass now.
The talent quite isn't just doing it anymore.
How old are you?
32.
Okay.
Nice. Yep. Yeah. Nice. So, yeah, I mean, you got to be in shape.
Yeah.
But it's more like, you know, you got hours and hours to be out there, so it's not blitzing workouts. It's long distance
endurance.
Cardio. Yeah, a lot of cardio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like using the muscles a long time.
Yep. So, yeah.
You do any of these?
Yeah, you know, I do a little bit, but a lot of it's just over the years, you know, you get that grip strength and try not to hang on too tight because that's where you screw yourself.
That, do you try to like use like your legs or body, you know?
Got to use your legs, squeeze the tunnel.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, a lot of stuff that motocross guys do.
Yep. What's this upcoming season scheduling looking like for you? What do you
know,
got on
so
the board?
I just moved back to Minnesota. I'm doing a lot of suspension work for guys now. I've got my little suspension business. I'm an Olin's dealer too.
Okay.
And
like for racing stuff or
anybody.
Anything?
Yeah. Okay. Trail riders, mountain guys.
What's the suspension business?
131 Racing.
131
Racing.
You got Instagram and all that
I
stuff?
I do, yeah. Okay. 131 cool. Racing. And then my personal Instagram. MENNE 131, many 131.
Yeah, we'll put links to all your profiles.
Yeah,
in the description.
So yeah, that's growing fast.
All of them.
And so yeah, I don't know, just a lot of suspension work.
Okay.
Had some success with that, and then the Sioux.
Yeah.
Going to the Sioux again. Yeah. So we.
What month? When does that take?
That's in February.
Place? February.
It's usually Super Bowl weekend.
Okay.
Yep. And then
I can tell the Sue's his favorite race every time he says it. He smiles.
Well, now
bit.
Just
I can tell he's like, I'm ready.
I just want to be back.
He's like, give me that first place trophy.
Yeah. Right? If I could move that decibel point, goddammit.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
And then maybe bust out a couple cross countries, see if I can't go bang some bars with Herfindahl and a couple of those guys.
Okay.
But mostly just focus on the Sioux and some suspension stuff. So. Yeah.
Any backcountry out west stuff on the board?
Yep, I'll probably make it out to Highland Park or west or something once or twice, you know. Usually do. Maybe make it out to Jackson. We'll see. I have a lot of ambitions.
Sure.
I'd like to do Jackson on the 50th, which is in 3 years.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
Nice. So, if I can go up and over Jackson and get Cane's Quest done, I'll be happy to retire after that.
That's cool.
So
give me all those benchmarks. And then I can stop beating my body up.
Yep.
Yeah, because I've done Duluth Snowcross, you know, I've done all the big cross country races, and
then you can just come to the backwoods with us. And
exactly. Just ride around.
Just get lost.
I love riding in the mountains. Yeah. It's fun. So
no beating you up. Nice soft pillows.
I don't know. I beat myself up pretty good out in the woods.
Wherever you are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Because I'm usually trying to hop across a creek that I can't make it across.
Yeah. For sure. Well. We definitely need to set something up because we're already at our half-hour mark. You've got a lot more stories and stuff to go into, so we'll have to stay in touch and see if we can put something else together.
Appreciate it.
But we'll keep tabs on you throughout your performance through this season. At the end of every episode, we ask a question to all of our listeners and viewers. Something could be about racing, whatever. Is there a question that you can think of that you'd like to ask the listeners and viewers?
Oh, man.
Putting you on the spot a little bit.
Where do you think the industry is going? I have a problem with some parts of the industry.
Okay.
Just because it's been my family, you know, since the 60s.
Yeah.
That's my question. Where do people think the industry is going?
Good. Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good one to see people's answers.
Where do you think it's going?
I see some good things, and I see some not so good things. But my biggest thing is sometimes I think people should put down the phone and just go ride, and not worry about your flashy rap. And because there's a lot of talented people that you would never even know.
Yeah.
Some dude that crushes a bunch of cheeseburgers. He's probably better than you.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have, you know, the rails and the wrap and the,
So that's a good point.
So things like that. Sometimes, you know, put down the phone, go for a ride with your buddies. Yeah. Don't pull it out.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's a good one for sure. Well, cool. We will, Bobby, I appreciate you jumping on.
Yeah.
We will go ahead and wrap up this episode. The last thing is if you would do the honors and sign our banner.
Yep.
And then we'll go ahead and snap a quick thumbnail photo after that. And Sleds In listeners, we will catch you guys on the next one. Thank you for tuning in.